Okay, guys. Thanks. And next session will be about the IT, so very, very important topic.
Hello, my name is Pekka Kinnunen, and I come from Digital Services of University of Jyväskylä. Our name changed in the beginning of this month, so I actually haven't yet realized that I come from Digital Services. I still think that I come from IT Services, but nowadays we should call ourselves the Digital Services. And I am here to welcome you to University of Jyväskylä and tell a little about our digital services and give you some advice with our computers and our online systems. Contents of my presentation will be a little bit about our web pages, about your user accounts here, a little bit about data security, printing here at campus, your email, if you prefer to take up a student email address from Jyväskylä University, which we do recommend very strongly due to our other systems, a little bit about mailing lists and where you could ask and find some advice and support about IT services and digital services here at the University of Jyväskylä. So we have now a new web page. It's www.jyu.fi/digipalvelut/en. The addresses in our web pages really easily go really, really long. And that's why we have a domain shortener. The domain shortener is at address r.jyu.fi. And after, if you type an address, r.jyu.fi/something, you probably end up into a much longer web page. And for example, for these digipalvelut/en, the shortener is /v OS. So basically, r.jyu.fi/VOS, you end up into our digital services web page in English. And as these URLs are so huge and long, I have shortened nearly all net web pages on my presentation here so that I only give these couple of letters that you should write after r.jyu.fi/. So, you need a username and a password from Jyväskylä University, and with this you can log into quite a lot of different web services for students. And we have a list of some of these services, and where can you find those? You can find those in the shortened URL of 3tV7. And here at the campus, we have a wireless for students called JYU Student and guide how to connect to this student wireless. You can find in the web page that we have shortened to HR XN. So basically, if you are taking notes or taking photos of this presentation, you need only to write those short few letter addresses there. This presentation will be later put up on the web page of this. What was the
orientation program
web page? Will have the slides of this presentation, so you can also check them from there later on. We generate user accounts into our international students. They will be automatically generated. We are not trying to make them anything funny or rude on purpose, so I apologize if this has happened, but we have pre-generated these usernames for you, and I believe that you already have them or you will soon get them. But if it happens that you did not get a username and a password on a paper from a tutor or from a personal here, then you should come and pick them up from our help desk. Our help desk is located about 1 kilometer up the hill, Seminaarin Mäki, Building X, room 125. And if you come to visit us, please bring an ID, something like passport, student card, driving license, things with your picture and a birth date. That helps a lot. When you get this username and password on a paper, there is a signature part in there. Please sign those papers and give back the signature part. Tutors can bring these signature parts to us at Seminaarimäki X125, or you can bring it to us yourself if you are visiting there, if you notice that, oh, I still have this signature part. And why you should bring us the signature part is that if we do not process your signature papers correctly, your user accounts do not have all the necessary rights for our systems. This is probably something called bureaucracy. We want your signatures that you promise to behave nicely while using our online and internet systems here, as well as computers. Now, the first thing you should do with our user account and a password that you find on this paper is that you should go and change the password. The new password is more than 8 characters long. It needs to have lowercase letters, uppercase letters, numbers, and special characters like plus, minus, dot, comma, and so on. And basically, if short password should have at least 2 of each of these, and it should also be longer than 8 characters. And please use different passwords in different services. Please do not use the same password for university services that you use in some other services all around the internet, or basically on any other online service. Please do not allow anybody else to use your username and password, because you are basically responsible for all the things done under your name, username and password. And then please do change the password regularly. Do not use multiple years the same password. We hope people would change their passwords at least twice a year. We do not enforce it currently. It might later come to that, but currently we just hope that you change your passwords regularly. So, to remind, good password is longer than 8 characters, preferably over 10. It has lowercase, uppercase, numbers, special characters. And here's a short example. Just thinking sun, blue, big chair, adding there a couple of numbers and a couple of special characters. There is at least 2 lowercase, at least 2 capital characters, at least 2 numbers and 2 special characters in that password. Please do not use this one, but something that you come up yourself. And then, after you make something that you can somehow easily remember, please keep it only on your own mind. As long as you find out that you remember it, don't keep it written somewhere anymore. Eat the paper or something to destroy it correctly. Create long enough, complex enough password and keep it only on your own mind. Don't tell it to anyone. Basically, we assume that you know the rules of data security here at the university. There's a web page about that. Short link is 4B6 capital H. When you bring your own devices to the campus, things like smartphones, tablets, laptop computers, we hope that you use things like antivirus programs, firewalls, anti-malware programs on your devices so that they don't spread nasty things while in our network. You probably will get lots of spam email. People are really trying to hack into the university resources, so they probably will try to lure you out of your username and password to get into university resources. Then, when you have important data that you want to use while you study, please do not have the important data only in one place. If you do have it only on a memory stick, you easily lose it. So please have multiple copies of the important files. We have the private home U drive here, which I have heard that some have trouble that it doesn't yet exist, but we are trying to fix the situation as soon as possible. But in addition to having the data somewhere, have a copy of it somewhere else. Cloud services, memory sticks, memory cards, external hard drives. Basically, if it's on your personal device and on university U drive, then it's already in two places. And while using the computers here at the campus, after you leave the computer, please remember to log off, because you log in with your personal username and password into the computer. If you forget it open, the next person's site might do something and it goes under your name if he does something unpleasant. So please, every time you leave a computer, remember to log off from the computer. And once more, beware about the phishing. We will never call you asking, please tell me your password. Somebody might call you and tell that I'm from the IT services or the digital services of Jyväskylä University. I need to know your password. It's not us. We do not need your password. You are the only person who needs your password. Please do not tell it to anyone. When you get email, the email might say, this email comes from digital services of Jyväskylä University, and there's a link. But when you mouse over the link, you actually notice that it comes for something completely different, basically anywhere in the world, but it's not jyu.fi address. And it doesn't come from us. There's a hacker, phisher, somebody who tries to get your username. It tries to get you to go into a web page that looks very similar to our web pages, but actually is on a completely different server somewhere in the world. And if you log in there, the hacker gets your username and your password. We might call you, but probably we only call you in the case that your user account has been hacked. And even then, we do not ask, what was your password? No. We just tell you that, please visit us. We need to change your password. Then, around now, I don't yet know exactly when, but you will be given some printing quota so that you can print at the printing copier machines here at the university. Both printing and scanning cost something, not very much, but there's a cost for both printing and scanning. And there's university printing services. Their web page is shortened to C, capital K2. So to print here, you need university user account, and you need to have some money on your quota. And now, early September, I believe that the university printing service will be putting some money onto your printing quota. I think that they put about €7 per semester, and printing costs 7 cents per black and white page. So €7 is about 100 black and white pages. And scanning is, I think that it's about 2.5 cents per page. So you do not have endless scanning, only about 3 times as much as you can print, basically. And if this 100 pages black and white doesn't, if it's not enough, if you want to print more, you probably will be needing to buy more printing quota. We have a web store that you can buy printing quota from, payments.jyu.fi, shortened R5 capital L, or you can go buy printing quota at University Printing Services at Syngnäksenkatu 3, or University Shop Soppi next to the main library, and also our libraries at main library and Ylistö and Mattilaniemi A, they sell printing quota. Then going around here at the campus, you probably at some point want to find a computer to use for your studies. There are computers in the main library, and basically almost all departments have some public computers for the students to be used. They are in the computer classes or along the campus hallways. But I think that the biggest computer classes nowadays are located here in Agora building and also in the red brick building next there called Mattilaniemi D, M-A-D. And then when you go and use the computers, remember that people are here for studies. So whenever there's a lecture, there's a course going on, there's lessons and demos, those take priority. So basically, teacher can come in and throw everybody out to his or her students to come in. And then we hope that the rest of the time the computers will be used for exercise work, for university courses and lessons. I know that you can go online to entertain yourself, watching videos and playing online games and so on, but those are very low on our priorities. We hope that you use our devices for working and studying here. Please do not install your own programs into our computers. We actually take active measures against it so that you shouldn't be able to do that. But even if you could, please do not. While you are working or entertaining yourself in our computer classes, please be rather quiet because people are trying to do their work and their studies in there. Then we strongly recommend using Jyväskylä University student email. And you first need to have this university user account and password to be able to get this. And you need to confirm for yourself an email address. Your email address here is mostly automatically created. It's based on your official name recorded in our study register. There's some support about the student email at the address R5J. But to tell you about what is it, we call our student email ISAMail. I don't actually know even why it's called ISAMail, what letters stand for, but you need to go to service called OMA. The OMA service, you go to a single sign-on portal, sso.jyu.fi. Now the shortener is actually almost as short as the actual actual address there, but please visit page sso.jyu.fi. Earlier we had a page called salasana.jyu.fi, so do not wonder if you at any of our guides still bump into page called salasana.jyu.fi. That was there before SSO. And also there is a parallel page called account.jyu.fi. Basically SSO and account should lead into the same place. If one doesn't work, try the other. And after you have confirmed for yourself this student email, you can log in into this student email at isamail.jyu.fi, shortener R5N. And the login is done by username. Many of you have learned to use email services where you log in writing your whole email address, but this doesn't work here. So if you try to type in your first name, initial, last name at student.jyu.fi, it doesn't work. It's just a short username and your password for logging in ISAMail. Then there are some mailing lists. Some are created automatically, and some you need to basically apply for or join. And much of the mailing lists are handled by Korppi. And if you go to korppi.jyu.fi, shortener BYT, you find a guide that, and this Korppi system where you can look which mailing list you are member of, and there's a short guide about Korppi mailing system at FBQ. There's two mailing list systems to make things more complex. There's another system is called Mailman. And if you find out that you need to join some Mailman mailing lists, there is information about Mailman at R5P. There's also foreign students mailing list. And to subscribe or unsubscribe for that list, that one is a Mailman list, as you can see on the web page there. Go to this R5O. That's a capital O, not a zero. And when you join a Mailman mailing list, you need to create for yourself a password. The system will send you this password over email every month. Please do not use the same password for Mailman lists that you use for University of Jyväskylä user account, because it's easy to hack into an email, and basically then that password is visible there in your email every month. So please create different passwords for this mailing list and do not use the same password that you use for user account of University of Jyväskylä. To send mail to the mailing list, send a normal email to address fs-news@lists.jyu.fi. And please do not spam the mailing list. There are hundreds of people reading that list, but still I don't think that they appreciate any chain letters, appeals, etc. Just information that is necessary for foreign students. So, to remind you, you can use your own devices here at campus, but only on the wireless. If you find an end of data cable on a table and you try to connect your own laptop computer into that data cable, it won't work. We are preventing outside devices joining our cable network. You can only use the wireless. And how to connect the wireless? The guide page was HR XN. And use preferably JYU student. You can use also EduRoam, both with your own university user account if you come from a university that is member of EduRoam consortium, and you can use JYU the same user account that you use here at Jyväskylä University. You can also join EduRoam with that one. And if you find JYU guest here, the JYU guest is not open. You need a specifically created usernames and password for JYU guest, so that's not open. You do not actually have access to that without asking for us a username and password for that. And we have a web page in Finnish that tells that where the JYU student wireless is actually available, but that page is currently available only in Finnish. But basically, whenever you are inside the university campus buildings, you should be in reach of JYU student. And I am from, it's still IT services there, but it should be digital services. We are here to help you with computers and services of the university, at the university. Quite often students come to us asking that my computer is broke, can you help? Unfortunately, no, we do not have the resources. We have very limited help with your own computers. Basically, if you cannot connect your computer to the student wireless, or if you have bought software from the university web store, or there are also some free software for some courses at the payments.jyu.fi or software.cc.jyu.fi, we can help you get those running, but not troubles that we do not consider problems with university devices or university services. There's also a statistical advisory. This is basically needed when you are so far in your studies that you actually do research and quantitative analysis and things like this. I just shortly mentioned that we do have one, because that comes as a surprise for some people that there is help with this thing. So if you know that during next year you are actually doing something with quantitative analysis, you better take a picture of this page or check it out later from the web page of this orientation week. And this is basically where you should call for help or ask help or find help. We have two emails that basically come into the same mailbox. In Finnish, palvelupiste@jyu.fi, and in English, helpdesk@jyu.fi. On our university computers, you should find a support request form. The short version is r.jyu.fi/per. And filling in that form asks you good questions that help us to help you. So we prefer contact by this support request form if you are able to fill it. Otherwise, send us an email or call us. We can help you with your user accounts and sometimes also with these program licenses that you need here with your studies. We are located at Seminaari Mäki. The building is called the Building X, Proxima. It's diagonally to the city swimming hall, Aalto Alvari, if that helps you to find it. We are open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Our telephone number is 014-260-3600, and the email was helpdesk@jyu.fi. Okay, that was basically the thing that I was going to show, but I took another short slideshow just in case that I have time to show it. So I'll open a second one here. This is something that we showed to your tutors, and now we show it to you also. Basically, when you come to Eskola University and you have a piece of paper that has your username and password on it, you should visit sso.jyu.fi, and you should be able to log in there with the username and the password on the paper that you got. If you have forgotten your password, you can basically go to forget your password on this sso.jyu.fi, but it only works if you have a Finnish social security number and have Finnish bank account with online authentication. If you do not have it, then it doesn't work. You need to visit us at helpdesk to get your password changed. And basically, if you haven't registered as a student and we haven't filled you in the system yet, you can also register in here, but that also requires that you have Finnish social security number and a Finnish bank account with online authentication. So when you successfully log in to sso.jyu.fi, it should welcome you. And SSO stands for single sign-on, but currently there doesn't seem to be multiple services behind that, only OMA, personal information management. At the moment only OMA is available in there. When you go to the OMA service, the first tab in there is personal info. You should check that your information there is correct, preferred name, languages, and please fill in also other personal information if it's missing. So fill in and as many of those empty blank spaces there that you can, and after you fill it in, please save. And personal email address is quite important. That's one way that we can try to reach you, even situation if there's some trouble with our own email system, hoping that you all also take up this ISA mail. Then here, the second tab, user account and email. You can select your default email, and we hope that you use the student email, ISA mail here, but it is possible to tell that I want to use my own email address. Some of our systems are older and do not understand people who don't want to take up our ISA mail for some reason. So that's why we strongly recommend that you take up ISA mail. There's also ISA mail mobile password, and if you are using the ISA mail through a web page, then you don't need this mobile password. This mobile password is only for cases when you basically set up a mail program with ISA mail. Then you probably need a mobile password for that mail program. On a web page, isamail.jyu.fi, you log in with the same username and password you log in all other university systems. So create mobile password is only for special cases, not for everyday use. And we strongly recommend that you select ISA mail as a default. Some university digital services actually do not work without that one chosen. And after confirming it, please save. And there's once more this change password. We have long text here about how you need to use all these uppercase, lowercase, numbers, special characters, and at least two of each in the shorter passwords. And it can happen that if you put in too weak password, it doesn't actually work in some of our services. So if that happens, you might better be coming back here and changing password once more into a bit more complex one. Currently, I think that it prevents you using your own first names or surnames or your user account name here inside the password. It should block it. It's not safe to write your own username inside your password. Please do not do it, and the system should prevent you from doing it. And then there is a tab called Services. Here at the university, we have this ISA mail. In the bottom, you can see a dot of green that is that ISA mail and Google services are currently active. You can use and install on your own devices a Microsoft Office that Jyväskylä University provides. It will function as long as you have the student status or staff status here at the University of Jyväskylä, but it will stop working quite soon after your student status expires or your work contract ends here at the campus. So it doesn't work very long time after leaving here. Then if you want to put up a web page to users.jyu.fi server at the University of Jyväskylä, you need to choose top two. You need to have both Unix shell server login right and www directory. So if you want to put up a web page here, you need to activate the top two ones also. Basically, you put a check next to the red text and click save. It should turn green by that. And again, remember, when you leave a service or when you leave a computer here at the campus, remember to log out. Okay, I think that now I have pretty much used my half an hour already. So I hope that this was somehow informative to you. I hope that it helps. And I hope that you at least remember where to come to find help if you need it. Thank you very much.